Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Drunk all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking.
Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
right. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. And if you have anything you want to share, please give us a call. The number here is 319-527-6208. Just press lucky number 1 on your phone. And we'll go ahead and bring Amanda in right now. Welcome in, Amanda.
Oh. So I got some new headphones. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you great.
Okay, excellent. I wasn't sure. I had to go through a bunch of settings to make them work. So yes, if you can hear me, then we're good.
Yeah. All right, so what have you been working on lately?
Well, I mentioned to you that I've been working on some things that are more esoteric, things that fall into the lesson, something you would never find a scientific study on. Well, maybe there are. Maybe I should take that back. I really haven't looked to see if they've done a lot of scientific studies on it, but I do have my rabbit holes I go down, and it leads to another one and another one. And so I've just been talking to a friend about her wanting to train herself to astral travel. I've been able to do that my whole life, so I just, to me, it just happens naturally at night, and I don't need to do it. So we've been chatting about what that looks like. So that's what I've been working on.
Okay.
And my husband tried to cut the end of a thumb off yesterday, so my first aid skills came in handy, but he's okay. He thought he was going to have to get stitches, but he cut himself with a box cutter. So as you're aware,
it's
a very nice new, yeah. So, yep, he's okay. It's not even hardly bleeding today. So we use some It's just a liquid Band-Aid. There's a name for it. Something skin.
Okay.
Anyway, we used that and got it to close up.
Gotcha.
And new skin. That's the stuff. So yeah, that's what we worked on yesterday, and it was fun. You know, I'm not a big fan of the fake holidays. Valentine's Day to me is fake, and just something that the government puts together to get people to feel like they have to buy stuff. And so I kept it really simple yesterday and just made us a delicious, healthier treat with dates and peanut butter, and made it a yummy little treat, and that we called it good. Did you guys do anything fun?
I wish I can say yes, but I can't. I went to the doctor after work. That was exciting.
Oh, that's a great way to spend your holiday, quote unquote. You have a good clean bill of health?
My left foot is doing much better. I might not need a bandage more than 2 or 3 more weeks. My right one, it's getting better, but it's going to take more time.
Okay. But you're moving in that direction, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, the doctor was impressed that I know what I'm doing.
Doesn't find that very often, I'm sure.
Right.
Well, good. That means you're on the right path. You're doing good things for yourself.
Well, I was hoping to be ready by Easter so I can come up and do a meetup with you guys in St. George.
Yeah, you still got a little while till Easter, right? We've got a good, 6 weeks at least?
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt you'll be completely healed.
Speaking of which, at some point, for 5-10 minutes, I'm going to have to leave you by yourself.
Oh, okay. Sounds fine.
I'll be here, except that the vitamins that I need to take requires with food, and I haven't eaten anything today.
Oh, got it. Okay. So, yeah, make sure to take care of yourself. No problem.
So the biggest story is that all these toxic spills. Go ahead if you got something.
No, I just was going to applaud you for taking good care of yourself.
Oh. My right leg is in extreme pain right now. Other than that, I'm fine.
Oh. Is it because of the foot? That's where the pain is coming from?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you do to help to ease the pain?
That's why I'm looking to eat so I can take some vitamins.
Oh, got it. All right. So you're going to jump into the toxic spills.
Yeah, now we have Louisiana and we have Tucson, Arizona. I think there was something in northern Nevada. I don't remember. But it's like everything happens at once. And then next week it'll be something completely different.
Yep, absolutely. I had heard about the one in Tucson. I believe that's a truck spill, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you plan
and then, of course, we had the... What's that?
I don't know how they plan it.
Oh, well, I don't think it's a coincidence that all these things were happening all at the same time, that's for sure. That seems not surprising, but, I mean, we had the train derailment and subsequent fire that they started to burn off the chemicals in Ohio, and then I heard about a train derailment in Kentucky and one in South Carolina. And one in, was it Dallas? I want to say it was Dallas. So it was four
Houston.
Big major stories right there. Oh, was it Houston? Okay.
Yeah.
And right along lines of, you know, oh, look, it's not a balloon. It's a UFO.
And Mayor Pete really hasn't talked much about it. He spent the time telling us that there's too many white people in construction.
Oh, okay. That seems useful and helpful, especially right now.
Hey, you got animals and fish dying, and you're going to talk to us about that. People having to uproot their families on the fly, and you're going to tell us about racism. Nobody wants to hear that mess.
Right. But it's the flavor. It's the flavor of the month. It's the current theme. You got to keep the fear and the hate going, because you can't lose steam with that. You never want to lose steam with such a thing. That's what better way to divide people?
But I don't think anybody cares about racism right now like that.
I should hope not. I should hope people have something better to do with themselves. I haven't heard anything on that story of the cops who had killed what they claim is the cops to death, and they were all black. The cops and the person who died. I haven't heard anything since.
Oh, in Memphis, yeah.
Oh, just about.
Because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely more worried about, you know, spy balloons and stuff. So, yeah, this is pretty much anything that comes from the mainstream media.
The spy balloons. So in order to make people stop thinking about it, they had to say aliens.
Yes. And I find it quite comical, because wouldn't we all think if an alien has the capability of sending their craft into our airspace, they're not going to hang around and get shot down by the Air Force. A jet's not
right.
going to catch them and shoot them down. I find that pretty funny. And no one's really saying anything about that. They're just saying, oh, yeah, there was
something
in the...
I don't think the CNN crowd even believes that it's aliens.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so they failed mega on that.
Yeah, they want to keep us at least somewhat distracted in every area. Got to keep the fear going and get people in such a state of mind that they can't think clearly. And, of course, lots of people, you know, excited about the football game, but unaware of much of anything else going on around them.
Which is why nobody bought into their garbage.
Yep.
They think they're going to outsmart us. But
yeah.
Nobody paid attention to the aliens, and those of us that know better know it's Project Bluebeam and don't give it any credit.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. When was the first time you remember hearing about Project Bluebeam? When was the first time that that word came up in your research or your travels? What approximate year would you say?
Maybe 2009, 2010, just a guess.
Right
same
time.
when I started doing radio.
Okay. That's approximately the same time. When I ask people when they've heard of that, that's about the same, of course, people of an older age, and that's about the same year that they'll claim right around 2008, 2010, something. I think it was 2009 for me as well. And it was such a new concept that the people who I knew who were talking about it, those of us who were in that group of people, if you want to call it a group, it was sort of this thing where we were cautioned, if you go online to search this, research this, be careful because you could get somebody tapping your phone or following you or basically you're getting tracked. And we would talk about it, but it was always hush-hush, like be careful if you search it online because you don't want to trigger anybody coming after you. So it was a little bit
before
me at first. Yeah, right. And so I talked to that to something that fell under the category of the Patriot Act at the time because anything that even looks a little bit like you could be subversive for the government could be labeled a terrorist. And it was kind of intense. I tried to learn what I could about it. But this hologram technology has been around for... oh, I don't know, years and years. It wasn't really known to be used as a false flag or in that capacity to trick loads of people at one time.
Yeah, so the alien thing didn't work, so now they have to work on toxic spills.
Yeah. Awesome. That sounds good. Well, I know a lot of people are saying, too, well, what else is going on? What are we not seeing? Where is the distraction? So the toxic spills that are happening. And, of course, that's not to say it didn't happen. It's just obviously it was planned. Obviously it was
part of
the
plan. Yeah, it's all coincidence. We're in five places in 3 days that have chemical spills for no
right.
reason at all.
Exactly.
Just like when all those eggplants, the not eggplants is in the vegetable, but
right.
egg plants.
Egg factories.
All blew up in the same 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Seems real. Seems legit. That's totally a coincidence. Not to say they weren't burned down, but by what means? Who's behind it? And, of course, all the food factory fires that were going on at one time as well, they're all at the same time. Funny how that just, you know, it's almost like it's contagious.
Yeah, they just want so bad to control the food supply.
Yeah.
And control the water, control everything. So if Satan can get control of all the supplies, then they can initiate that digital currency, and the average person is screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Nailed it. Very strange indeed.
I'm hoping I can make it 3 hours today, but it might be an early night. Just a heads up.
Okay, that's fine with me. I actually haven't felt that great myself today, but that's my own doing. So yeah, that makes sense. At least I can tell you this much: when you start to have a tendency towards some sort of like, I want to call it an Achilles heel, just your body's trying to get your attention and expect you to, you're supposed to do something about it, and you start to become quite frequent of the same situation coming up. And so Monday, my neck was hurting again. I didn't do anything. I woke up in the morning and it was just hurting like it had been around Christmas time. And of course, it's a holiday, so I'm thinking maybe there's something about holidays and the specific change for me. So I've been, another reason why I've been looking more into what it takes to resolve it in other ways. But for your situation,
I've had the cough ever since I went to the hospital a few weeks ago.
Really? So is it in your
There's something in my body that's out of whack, and I don't know if it's because of my issue on my right foot, or maybe something else was triggered, but that's when I started getting these coughs again.
Wow. And of course you get all the antibiotics.
Like you said, your body tells you when something's wrong, and that's a way to show that you have something wrong in your body. I remember Dr. Sebi saying something about that.
Oh, you know Dr. Sebi? That's cool. I didn't know you were that you knew about his work.
Well, why wouldn't I?
Well, yeah. I didn't even think about asking you that. I guess because he's not here anymore, it's not as well known. It's definitely not the keto diet. It's not the, let's see, what else is popular right now? Keto, carnivore diet, and intermittent fasting, and of course CrossFit. Those are kind of the popular things right now. And so typically when
somebody, I don't buy into everything he says, but I understand a lot of it.
Great. Well, good. He is definitely very much ahead of his time, and a lot of what he said made so much sense besides just dietary, but in general health practices. So that's cool. You know his stuff.
He said that garlic is poison.
You remember that. And he also recommends not eating any fruit that doesn't have seeds. So no seedless fruit. Garlic is poison. Yeah. I know. He definitely had... He was on some good things, that's for sure. And I could see that garlic is poison for some people. I can see that. That's why they take it as an antibiotic, because it will kill stuff.
And that's what I did when I got home from the hospital, is I had a clove of garlic. And I couldn't breathe for a few seconds after I digested it.
Really? Oh, no, that's scary. What did, like, literally you couldn't, oh, man, that's intense.
But I figured I would try it because it's an antibiotic, and I couldn't get my new antibiotics until the morning.
Yeah, that's definitely intense. Have you heard of black garlic before?
Yes, I know of black garlic.
Okay, I was just going to say some people will do that instead because it's fermented. It's a little easier to digest. I was just throwing that out there in case, but
So
yeah,
black
sounds like you're on top of everything. I don't know what Dr. Sebi would say, but yes, functional medicine. I worked in functional medicine for a while, and the functional medicine doctor there often would recommend that above taking regular garlic. And I know that for my husband, when he was dealing with it was an intestinal thing, and we used the black garlic instead, and it was better than, for me, I take it in a blend that has cayenne and other herbs in it, so it's really very minuscule, and that seems to be enough. But my husband, it looks more stubborn for him, but it works. It works for him. And now mostly we just use... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, he also said the only potatoes that are not poison are purple potatoes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. Because they're the least hybridized.
Right. I like purple potatoes. I don't know how often you get them.
Whenever I can from Misfits, I do.
Okay.
And Misfits just will have them on occasion, but they've been out of the good potatoes lately, so sweet potatoes it is.
Hmm.
They're, you know how it is. They'll have a lot of something and none of something else the next week. So I just,
yeah.
And I get refunded quite often for things. So I'll order the squash and only get half of what I've ordered. But that's okay. I'm still happy with everything I get from them.
What was the other one he said? Rice. He said the only rice that isn't poison is wild rice.
Right.
Yep. I actually do like wild red rice, actually. It's one of my favorite things.
Nice. He was definitely, like I said, ahead of his time. He just knew. He knew things were toxic. And maybe he knew, too, it wasn't just because they're, it's not that way naturally, and I think he would say such things in his own, just his own special way, that it's because of the way that mankind has altered things. And he seemed to understand that.
I wonder what he would say about my second favorite fruit ever, an ugly fruit.
Ew, what's your second one?
Ugly fruit, have you ever seen those?
Oh, it's actually called ugly fruit? No.
Yeah, look it up on your favorite search engine, UGLI.
Oh. I thought you were just saying, yeah, they're not cute, but they're delicious.
No. But it's like a cross between a tangelo and a grapefruit.
Oh. Yeah. It's amazing.
You see it?
Book for... Yeah, I've never seen it before.
They grow them in Florida, though.
No kidding. Huh.
Yeah,
it
sometimes
does, it looks
Sprouts
like a lime and
they
orange.
Want like $3 each for them.
Oh, what do you know? Are they very sweet, or are they medium?
When you open it, you have to be really careful because it's extremely juicy. It's like eating a glass of orange juice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you really have to make sure that you're not spilling on yourself.
No, I'm surprised. I thought I have had everything ever, and every time I talk to you, I learn about something I've never heard. Well, the Romutan, I feel like I'd heard that, but I didn't know what it was until I met you. And here's a new one to me, ugly fruit. Wow, that is so fascinating.
Most
now
people don't know that
one.
The cashews are fruits, actually.
Right, yes, I actually did know that. It's the way they grow.
And all we get is
well,
little stems.
Yeah. Huh, I wonder...
But I've never had a cashew fruit.
Yeah. Hmm. Now I want to see where I can buy one in my town. because, you know, I used to shop at Natural Grocers. Haven't been there for a while, but there are other places, and I'm not seeing anything.
They usually don't have oddball stuff like that, though.
Yeah, they are more local. Well, they say they are. I don't know if that's true, but...
Like with peppers, for example, I like to buy white peppers and purple peppers.
Mm. You don't see those very
sometimes
often.
Sometimes black ones if they're available, but the regular colors are kind of boring to me, the green, red, yellow, orange. I prefer to get other colors.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And my favorite watermelon is yellow.
Yeah, I've had that before. Interesting. Wow, yeah, I am so surprised. I've never seen these before. So you know the grocery store Harmon's here in Utah. You've heard of them.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sure.
might be your best bet to find some of that stuff. I remember seeing rambutans the last time I went in there.
Yeah.
But
I wasn't
going to see them again, I didn't buy them.
Right. I don't shop at Harmon's anymore either because of everything. But I'm sure they would have it. They have all the strange and, I should say, interesting and unusual. And first time I ever had a dragon fruit was from Harmon's. What a disappointment that was. But at least I can say I tried it.
The yellow dragon fruits are much better. If you get the white ones, they're kind of boring.
Yeah, it was so dull. I had taught a whole class series. It was a 6-week-long series, and I told my class, okay, I'm going to go get us some of these unusual fruits and vegetables, and we're going to have a taster's table. And so, of course, I bought this. I think it was almost an $8 fruit, just one piece.
Yeah.
And it looked so amazing. Open it up, and it's just, oh, it's so interesting. And we were all like, okay, well.
The fluorescent looking ones, those are not bad. The yellow has a ton of taste, but just the white on the inside, that's kind of bland.
Yeah, it's nothing.
With that being said, I don't know which dragon fruit tree that I have.
Oh, because it's not producing yet, right? You haven't gotten to that point.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess if they come off my own tree, I'll eat them regardless.
I think that's a great idea. And even if it is a little boring, that's okay. You just mix it in with some other stuff, and you're good. I don't know.
Dragon fruits are great in fruit salads. They're not so fresh by themselves. But you can mix it with, like, 4 or 5 other fruits, and it complements it well. It's just you don't want it by itself.
Yeah, makes sense. Yes. I just haven't bothered to buy another one since that day because it wasn't even interesting after that. But now I get to look for
ugly
fruit. Okay. And looking at that ugly fruit, it has seeds. It seems like it would be under Dr. Sebi's conditional.
It went to a lab. It's not GMO, but they spliced a tangelo and a grapefruit together.
Okay, then it wouldn't. He is definitely not a fan, or he was not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
It has seeds. It's not GMO. It's just it has properties of two fruits.
Yes, exactly. Which
you
and I both totally
agree. Cucumbers, and there's apple cucumbers and lemon cucumbers. Same concept.
Yeah. Well, and you and I both avoid the GMOs as much as absolutely possible, so that's awesome.
Right.
I think, for me, I definitely fall in the category of Dr. Sebi, but there are some things where I'm kind of outside of that, because I use garlic for loads of things. And once in a while, I'll use something in a can. So canned green beans are kind of a thing for me. I love them. I don't know why.
I openly admit that every so often, if I might get a craving for a candy called Snow Caps. So I try to find the organic version if I can, but sometimes it's not available. And if I have to purchase it on the regular, depending on my mood, I will.
Huh. Yeah, you bet. I know what you're talking about. And I do
the dark chocolate discs with the white sprinkles on them.
Yeah, you betcha. That's definitely not the most popular candy in the world. So I'm sure it's funny for you if you can find it.
See, as a kid, learned that if I asked for candy nobody else wanted, then I could offer it and I could be perfectly happy and my parents are happy that I offered and they said no so I can have it to myself.
Ah, I see. So you did what you needed to, but you got
black licorice and good and plenty and snow caps to give some examples.
That's funny. I love black licorice, but good and plenty, not my favorite.
I'll eat them. I'm not saying that they're awesome, but I'll eat them.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely not one of my favorite things. I'm not a big candy lover, though. I don't care about chocolate. I can't tell you the last time I had a craving for chocolate.
One other one. If I can find some organic Swedish fish, that's always good, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Swedish fish. They're yummy. Back in the day when I would eat stuff like that. But you can find them
organic
now.
And I don't want just the ones that are red. I want the ones with all flavors.
Ah.
Because I'm really bougie when it comes to my GMOs. I don't take just anything. They have to be what I extremely want, or I can't have it. Like, I'm not going to eat a Snickers or a Three Musketeers. Even as a kid, I never liked Nestle Crunch or a plain Hershey bar. It has to have stuff in it.
Yeah, that's about right.
Like, as a kid, I could do Butterfingers, but give me a Mr. Goodbar, and I'll say no thank you.
Mr. Goodbar. Oh, what was that? That sounds familiar. What kind of candy was that? Just chocolate?
Just a chocolate bar with something in it. I don't know what the something was and don't really care.
Okay. I've heard it before, but I'm drawing a blank. I think for me, it was never about the sugary stuff. It was always about the salty thing. Well, my big downfall for years was chips and pretzels and popcorn and crunchy, salty. The crunchier and the saltier, the better. Ugh, that was my downfall. So,
see, with
those
that
are the
being
things
said, you can always, even as a kid, offer me whatever fruit. Me and fruit go way back.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Yeah, not too many people know what an ugly fruit is, so that's good.
Well, I learned when I worked in a grocery store when I was between the ages of 19 and 21. And so every 6 months, they would walk us around the produce department and show us all the odd fruits so we didn't have to ask the customer, what is this? Because that's kind of embarrassing.
We had to know.
Right. Yeah, and we'd have a minute where they would take one off the shelf and give us samples of it just so we knew what it was.
Yeah, that's cool. Good education can actually help the customer when they're looking for something.
Seriously, I've seen some people working the checkout line, and they're asking me what a kiwi is. Because I had kiwis once, and he said, oh, this is an avocado, right? I'm like, no, it's a kiwi.
Oh.
So, well, I thought it was green, and the only green fruit I know is avocado.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
So, yeah, you don't want to be that guy. you can have some rambutans at $6.99 a pound. And tell them that they're raspberries, and raspberries are $1.25 a pack. You won't know any better.
Right. Interesting. Well, it it's pretty good, I think, to be on top of all the different things that are available to us, because mostly Americans, just in general, just saying, mostly Americans only know what's packaged or what's prepared for them. So usually the processed stuff, sadly.
Well, most people can't recognize a tangerine. They just think it's an orange that's really small.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Or
yeah,
a blood orange.
Luckily, I
went there and have to throw it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, that's the average sad diet. They can tell you every single flavor of Doritos, can't name you more than 10 fruits.
Right. Yep. And
how's your
going back
knowledge?
To the 70s. Yeah. And the 70s
well,
is, well, I shouldn't say just the 70s.
Is.
Pardon?
Yes. I'm asking what your knowledge of vegetables are.
Oh, my vegetable knowledge? Well, I'd like to say I'm pretty knowledgeable. I definitely love vegetables, eat them all day, every day, and grow a vegetable garden. So I know there are probably about 50 different types of beans out there that you can grow. You won't find them in the grocery store, but you can grow them. So, yeah, I mean, I've had all kinds of different squash. I've had, those sunchokes I used to eat those often, and different things.
I've seen sunchokes.
I've
seen the Jerusalem sunchokes, but I've never eaten one.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They've got a unique flavor, but, boy, you can do pretty much anything with them. And I always just chopped them up, peeled them, chopped them up into whatever salad, or ate them just plain.
Have you ever eaten carbone? Go ahead.
Carbone?
I just quickly interrupted.
No, it's okay. Carbone, that doesn't sound familiar.
Yes, C-A-R-B-O-N-E.
Okay.
It looks like celery, kind of. It looks like it's a little bigger than celery. I've never bought it or eaten it.
Wow, it doesn't come
up
with...
I'm not afraid of vegetables, but vegetables tend to be more expensive than fruits a lot of times, and you have to cook it, so I don't want to spend $4 a pound on something and then cook it and then get really upset.
All right. Let's see, I'm looking. Oh, cardone. Oh, okay, I spelled it wrong. And, oh, it does look like lettuce. Not lettuce, celery. Huh.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had one of those. Perhaps, but not that I purposely bought one. But I've always grown until the last year a decent garden, and I just stuck to the ones that mostly my husband and I love, and maybe a few, one or two vegetables that I don't know very well, but so far it's usually, you know, like zucchini and squash and tomatoes and peppers and the usual things. But I love growing just wild herbs, so that's been my thing. Lots of different herbs, like just the arugula and the things that you're going to eat, chives and whatever.
Do you grow watercress?
I used to grow. No, I haven't grown that. I would love to, but I have never grown it. And I love watercress. Love it.
Yeah, I've grown like three or four different kinds of basil here.
Yeah, basil. Ubeca. So good. I grow that as well. And I just started growing grapes last year, but I started too late in the season. We'll see if they come back. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to have any. I started too late, but we'll see. And asparagus would grow
here.
Growing what?
Cucumbers of any kind.
Oh, yeah. They can be so picky. Very strange how picky they can be. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, every year I try to grow one, but it just doesn't work out.
Hmm. Yeah, they're quite picky. I don't know why.
I'm going to try again in a couple weeks.
Oh, good. It's about that time, isn't it? Time to start growing again.
Yeah, as long as I know that overnight it'll at least be 40 degrees, then I could start putting in some new seeds.
Good idea. Yeah, we got jumped on by snow last night. I woke up to about an inch of snow, and I can't tell you how that's the most snow we've had here that I'm aware of. It was crazy.
Yeah, we had snow mixed with rain yesterday.
Wow. That's pretty
it's
unusual
strange.
For
you,
right?
You can be outside and see them both at the same time right next to each other.
Oh, that's strange. Wow. Oh, you know,
so,
the
yeah,
other vegetable
I
right. So I love okra. Okra's delicious, and I'm pretty sure it's Dr. Sebi approved. And that's amazing for all your mucous membranes, for your stomach, your intestines,
oh,
everything
okra's one
that's
of the
mucousy.
Yes.
Yeah, and then that, sure. And for a cough, a persistent cough, some people have said they have good results with thyme tea, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme.
Okay.
That can be.
I could add some of that
useful.
To a tea tomorrow.
Yeah. It's very herby. It's very herbaceous. Herby. That's, you know, industry term.
It's funny that I can grab organic ginger tea, and I'll add cinnamon, black pepper, and turmeric with it.
Mmm. Wow. Sounds good.
I got to try to get that curcumin in me.
I don't know. Turmeric doesn't have the strongest flavor. It's definitely like a very bland ginger to me, but it's still very interesting.
But that's why
I
it works well in tea. It's not overpowering.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Like if you have like a passion fruit white tea, you don't want to add ginger to it because it's going to change the flavor completely.
That's right.
But turmeric and black pepper, they can work together and not affect the taste too much.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. It's pretty good. Do you buy a fresh turmeric, or do you just typically get the powder, or how do you use it?
I usually get the powder unless I see it. If I see it at a good price and it's fresh, I'll buy it. But I know that I won't finish it, so I have to really get it at a good price, knowing that either I throw it out or I try to regrow it.
Yeah, that's smart. That, yeah, fresh turmeric in tea is it's really good, so good. I just like a ginger, you just slice it up and. But you can boil it in the water or just pour boiling water over it and let it steep for a while. For being in the tea, oh, it's so good to chew on. Yum. I love it. So good.
See, even though I'm not a vegan, I know my stuff.
Sure you do. You bet. You don't have to be vegan to know the good vegetables and the good herbs and things. That's for sure.
Are you a kiwi person at all?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Love kiwi.
It's funny how a kiwi will have more vitamin C than an orange.
Hmm. Yeah. It's... Well, I
but
mean, I guess most people
kiwis,
think...
The gold kiwis are so much better.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you ever seen the gold
Most
kiwis?
People think, uh-huh. Yep,
okay.
I've never eaten one, but I'm pretty sure, actually, you mentioned it once to me, I feel like, a while ago. But you were talking about an heirloom seed company, one of our first shows together, and they offer all kinds of interesting seeds for I mean, they wouldn't all grow in my climate, but I went through and looked at almost all of their huge catalogs. You know who I'm talking about? Is it Baker? Wait. Trying to remember the name of the company now. Not Baker.
It's something Street. I know that, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
I don't know how your yard is like, but are you able to put a greenhouse back there?
No, unfortunately. No. Don't have the space, but we are doing a community garden, so I'm going to do whatever I want here pretty soon. The community garden.
Because I saw that Cal Ranch has some decent small gardens like that.
Oh, good to know. Yeah, there was a time I had a huge, huge greenhouse when I did my wheatgrass business, and I missed that, but it's been a while. We had to move, and that went bye-bye at the same time. Now I'm trying to, gosh, I can't even find it. I was just looking at the email. Anyway, I love companies that give you all the options for different seeds. The heirloom seeds, of course, always fascinating because you know they're going to be, well, of course, they're non-GMO and they're non-hybridized. So I'm always interested to see how they're going to grow, what colors you're going to get, what designs you get, how small they might be, because a lot of those things are small compared to the hybridized versions you get in the store.
Right. And there are people even on eBay that sell seeds. I bought a few from there, and I've had success.
Very nice. Yeah.
They might give you 500 seeds for like $3.
Wow, that's great. Holy crap.
Whereas if you're going to another place, you might get 100 seeds for like $20.
Right. It's Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to be confused by the famous song, Baker Street.
Oh. Well, they have a lot of pretty much everything. It was really fun.
Yeah, don't tell me you don't know the song Baker Street.
If I heard it. It sounds kind of familiar.
All right.
But
take a minute and listen to it.
Okay.
And I'll even be here live.
It is. Okay.
It's probably the most famous saxophone in a song of all time. I kind of miss saxophones in songs, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know the song.
I was going to say, if you don't know it by like eight notes, you're not going to know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely know it. That reminds me of my childhood for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, definitely. I remember that from my childhood. I didn't know that's what it was called, but I do recognize it.
Okay.
For sure. Anyway, what I would like to grow from the Baker Creek. I have my whole list here, but they have so many cool, just wild herbs that you could normally use that grow pretty much in any climate. So I've got a pretty good list of things I'm going to get started from them, I hope. I just met with my neighbor, and she and I are going to grow. We're going to put our community garden together, and we just figured it out all out on Sunday. So we have plans.
So talk
we can't
to me
get started because of the weather. Pardon? What?
What do you have circled?
What do I have circled? Oh, well, if you go to the, let's see. We're going to do boards and.
Okay.
Calendula for sure. Chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums actually act as a pest deterrent as well, so we're going to grow that around the circumference of the garden. And then we're also going to, let's see, Ella campaign, which grows here anyway, but we're going to grow it in a contained situation so we can actually use it and not have to always go try to find it. And
may you please repeat
berries.
The name of that herb?
Yes, Ella campaign, ELECAMPANE, Ella campaign.
I've never heard of it. You got me.
It looks good. Yeah, it's in the daisy family, I believe. Yeah, it kind of reminds you, like, if you were to see it, you'd be like, oh, it kind of looks like a yellow daisy, only the petals look kind of almost fluffy. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
But it's pretty impressive. It does all kinds of, like most plants. And then we're going to try our hand at things like ginger and turmeric and the roots, herbs, not vegetables, but yeah, we're going to see how that goes. And then, of course, my lavender. I have to start growing lavender again. I wanted to last year, but I never had a chance, but that's definitely
Have you considered growing sorrel?
Yes, I've actually grown it before, and it's really easy. I don't know what it goes like from the desert, the hot desert, but I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be pretty good, though. I think sorrel's pretty hardy, but I'll have to see. We'll find out soon. And St. John's wort, I grow that everywhere, every year. And once it's growing, you don't have to worry about it. You just get it growing, and you can just leave it, and it takes care of itself. I love it. Same with lavender. I already grow brigham tea. That goes with me. And yarrow. Yarrow grows around pretty much everywhere, but I like to have it around me. So we're going to have us a pretty good-sized herb garden as well as our vegetables. And I'm not sure on the fruits yet. We're still trying to decide what we can do as far as fruits. I mean, besides goji berries, you know, the fruits, but we'll see. Vegetables and herbs right now.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my plan. We're pretty excited to get it going. So,
yeah,
you decided
to get up what goes in the tower garden. And I've attempted to grow stuff out in the backyard, but I have not been successful.
Okay. Yeah, it can just get so freaking hot. We're going to be growing in these containers and boxes that we can move so that if it's...
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. So the scorching heat, you can move it or cover it somehow. And that's the plan. We'll see how that goes with the community garden, because for what we're doing at our homes, easy to move around, but I don't know.
Hey, if you can get your hands on some free pallets from a store, you could utilize them in a garden.
Yeah, good idea. Heck yeah. Make your own boxes that way.
Right.
When I lived in northern Utah, my husband would deliver to a specific company, and they had these untreated wood boxes. I don't know what they were using them for, to be honest, but they're untreated wood, so I knew that they wouldn't be leaching into my produce. And those worked out great. I wanted to bring them with me, but I just didn't have any space here for it. So lucky to the person who bought my place, they got my nice grow boxes. So I thought about putting out a request on Facebook Marketplace or something like that to see if anybody in my area has something that they're looking to get rid of. But maybe it'll be pallets.
Well, even if you have a small area, you might not need more than like 2 or 3 pallets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a possibility. So, is it time for you to take a break? How's your leg feeling?
Oh, I'm in pain. I was going to at least stay till 8 o'clock. So
at some point
I have to have my my dinner.
Okay.
And I'll just take my vitamins before you go.
Okay. You say the word. It's 8 o'clock at my time. So when you said 8, I was like, it's 7 your time.
Yeah, so in about,
all right.
In about 15, 20 minutes, we'll take a break.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Just as long as you're okay. Now, have you tried any herbal pain relievers besides your vitamins and things? Or are you taking anything that's stronger?
Like what?
Well, I was going to recommend kratom. If you know that one. Pretty great.
Do I still have, I might still have kratom around here. I had it at, at one point.
I highly recommend it for pain.
Yeah, I'm trying to use that. I have one of those under the desk bikes that I'm trying to use right now. Like I got Charlie horses, and my left leg has a Charlie horse that might be in pain a 4 out of 10, and my right one is like a 7 or an 8 out of 10.
Oh, ouch. That's very painful. Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm trying not to get up.
Yeah. Gosh. And would you say that the pain is improving now, or do you feel like it's starting to get worse for you? Over time,
It looks better, but
okay.
I have a boot that I wear when I go out, and I'm uneven, so I think that's probably it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Wow.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that's...
No.
No, you're probably right. That's kind of miserable. Ugh, sorry about that. It's only temporary, though. I'm sure you'll be done with it very soon.
Oh, I understand. It just sucks.
Yeah. Very much so.
Well, I learned how to wrap myself, so it's, it looks like it's getting better, but it's going to be another 4 to 6 weeks at least, at minimum.
Oh. That feels like a long time. 4 to 6 weeks. Oh, gosh.
My other one might be ready in about 2 weeks.
Hmm. And did you tell me that you have or you have used a near-infrared light before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend that sells those EE system things with the infrareds, but I've used it before, but only because we're friends and I go over there maybe once every couple of years to say hello.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I love the near infrared.
And she's
light.
On the road
it
right now anyway, so I can't go see her.
Oh. You can find them online pretty inexpensively. I mean, they're not, I shouldn't say they're inexpensive, but they're not horribly expensive. The near-infrared light, you can often find clinics nearby that offer it as well. I mean, we do that at my clinic as well, but there are several places here in town that do it. And you can go sit in the light, or you can put your appendage that's the painful spot in the light, or you can also have mats that you lay on, or you put the mat on you. So there's so many great options, and I swear by it. It really did help me through my neck injury and my tuning fork as well. Seemed to help a lot because it can be like excruciating, like you were saying. An 8 out of 10 is pretty excruciating. Sounds pretty miserable. So if it were me, I'd check into it to see if you can get some kind of relief.
Mm-hmm.
Non-invasive. Nice to get out of the boots.
No, I know. But fortunately, I know how to heal it enough so that it's not going backwards.
Good. That's good. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you hear, read about the latest study that was, well, it wasn't a study, it was a people looking over a group of studies showing that perhaps masks actually didn't work. Perhaps masks
right.
have no difference whatsoever.
Yeah, but
I had to laugh so hard. I'm like, what's that?
Tell a liberal about that. I was saying to tell a liberal about that.
Yes. Right. I find it pretty ironic that it's been, the actual research has already been out there, but absolutely nobody gave a crap to look at it. So yes, they took all these studies that had existed for a while, added a couple, and then they could review it and say, gosh, maybe we were wrong. To me, that's a shake my head moment, because I'm not a professional researcher. I'm not a doctor. I'm not some kind of high-paid scientist. I knew that. I knew that from my own study, from my own reading. And I could have told anybody that they even can show in these studies, they can prove that even in a hospital setting, that wearing a mask, the doctor himself or herself wearing a mask in the surgery had little to no impact on that patient whatsoever. And in fact, the one study, well, actually it was more than one, but the one that was most well-respected and well-known showed that wearing a mask actually could be detrimental to infections, post-surgery infections. And they would say the only thing that was different was the doctor either had the mask on or not. And there was a time when doctors all understood that they weren't wearing a mask because of pathogens or viruses or whatever, but so that when they're working, they're not, you know, spitting onto the patient or blood doesn't splash up into their mouth. That was it. They weren't trying to avoid pathogens. That information's been around for a long time.
Yeah, if you're treating somebody with a cold, you're not going to bleed on them.
Right. So to me, it's why did it become a theme to wear a mask for something that everybody said was a virus anyway, when everybody could tell you that masks do nothing for viruses? If you believe in viruses being contagious, then the whole thing was so fake and such a farce that I just think it's so ridiculous that everybody went along with it. They put the children in these fabric masks that were absolutely disgusting. My poor grandkids,
right.
And I can tell you this from personal, watching my youngest grandson pull up this weird face thing. It was like the kind that you would wear if you were hunting or something, and it goes around your neck and you just pull it up over your... That was so gross when you get home from school.
Yeah.
Kindergartners. What? A
gator.
Yes, yes, that's it. Yes, that weird, oh, heavens. And it would be so disgusting by the time he got home. I just thought, really, y'all think that this is doing something for, and, you know, honestly, he's kindergarten. That's the worst time to be imposing that sort of thing on a child. They are still formative. They're still trying to learn words, and you wouldn't you know it, he's the one out of all the boys, they have four sons, he's the one who struggles the most. He's the one who has a harder time with reading, and even today, it's harder for him, and I feel like that really impaired his learning.
Right.
And it's very frustrating.
But if you ask the globalists about that, they're saying they don't care, nobody's going to be alive in 2040.
Oh, well, that's true. That's exactly how they feel about it. Yeah, it'll be just the way they want it.
Well, I don't
but
know.
I do wonder.
I just feel like they're going to get some progress, but at some point it will flip. I don't think that the United States gives up so easy.
I would hope not. Yeah, I would hope not, because things are, it's so ridiculous what they do to the children, and it's being allowed and sometimes even applauded to be putting children, like, if they ask, say, their parents think that they're transgender, they're happy to run them into a clinic and get them clinically castrated. I am appalled at what's happening, and it's all in the name of being a good citizen or being, I don't know, actually. I'm still at a loss. I don't know why parents are now starting to question it, just because it's been obvious that it was not helpful to stop any kind of illness. And here we are at this point where they're saying, well, maybe it wasn't a good idea that I put my kid in the mouth.
Well,
yeah,
why are they taking
exactly.
Them Red Wing story time, though?
They're what? They're taking what?
Why are they taking their kids to drag queen story time?
Yeah, what is that? What are they trying to prove? Well, I don't get it. I have no words for it.
Well, it's easy, because if you don't have a gender and you're not dating, maybe they can talk you into believing that climate change is real, and the best way to fight climate change is that you give up your carbon life and you you live in the metaverse.
Right. Yeah. That's how they want it.
Because on the metaverse, you won't have a gender.
Exactly.
You'll just be you.
Yeah. Whatever you are, whatever they tell you you are, you can be that.
Right.
As long as they okay that. As long as you have enough social credit points, you can be allowed to function.
So you probably know what's next.
You...
Go ahead.
What's
if
that?
You got something first, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Oh, if you got something, go for it, because I was going to play Broccoli Man.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to ask you if you had read or heard anything about Rand Paul introducing legislation for to not deny critical treatment to people who are not vaxxed. So
I saw that, but I don't know how far it's going to go.
Yeah.
The Democrats love the idea of blocking treatments.
And don't you find that ironic that one of the main symptoms that they have directly linked to the current round of gene therapy is heart conditions, but you, in order to go and have any kind of heart transplant or therapy or whatever, you have to be that. Those are the themes, again, it's right up there with shaking my damn head.
Well, it's all about control, so... Yeah, if you have breathing issues, make sure you're double scammed.
Yep.
And then they can
help. Yep. Ironic.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Makes so much sense.
No, I'm just saying,
anyway,
when someone says, isn't it ironic, I have to think of Alanis Morissette.
Oh. Well, another song I might not be super familiar with.
Okay.
Dang it. It's Alanis Morissette, and it's ironic. Is that what it is?
Yeah, isn't it ironic? Everybody knew Alanis Morissette back in 1996.
Yes, I remember her. I do remember that. Isn't it ironic? Okay. Well, I'm going to hurry and check it out. I might recognize it once I hear it.
I'll give you a few seconds, and then I'll get going on this cartoon.
Okay. Oh, holy cow, that was loud. Sorry.
I'm sure you know the song. I'm confident.
Oh, man. I don't recognize it.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
I can't remember if it went to number one or not, but it was a huge, very super huge song.
Well, I don't recognize it. Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe I don't recognize it. I know she was popular, and I probably could recognize another song of hers maybe, but not at all. I don't think, if I've heard it, I don't remember it.
Okay.
All right, well, there you go. New songs
all right,
are all
so
every let's... time I talk to you.
Yeah. All right, so let's get Mr. Broccoli out of the way.
Okay.
This one's called Let's Get That Money. So when you're ready.
Okay, did you send it to me? Let's see.
I better have.
I don't see it on my Facebook, but I can go to, Rumble and find
it.
Oh, okay. There it is. All right, well, I'm ready when you are. It looks like I'm going to get an ad. Well, I haven't had an ad before.
All right, so let me know when the ad's over.
Okay, it's over. I'm ready.
All right. All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey again, sugar. How is that stipend from the California reparations going?
Well, Jimra, Sims tried to pay us off wife $5 million. But we thinks we can get $5 million every single year. The state senators are finna trying to pass that for a yearly paycheck. Then we can make all the white sister and the males pay for it.
I am so happy I get my $5,000 a month just for leasing a trans. I get surprise visits from the Duarte to make sure I am really a trans. Sometimes he has to inspect mine and Malik's junk. We have to make sure we tape up our junks and hide the salami. Then he has his scissors and cuts the tapes off.
That sounds pretty sus, Mike.
If I make $5 million a year, I will let them see my stuff every single day. I finna be paid.
I watched that speech by Brandon last night. That was the best speech ever.
Dude, I cannot watch Brandon anymore, player. Dude is just too creepy and angry for me.
You dumbass. Brandon is a great president. I will do whatever him says because him's his Democrat.
If it wasn't for Brandon, it would not be legal for my girlfriend to help me get pregnant. He legalized it.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. This dude is way too white and too cisgendered.
I hope he does not say any racist hush today.
Now there's a dude that wants to arrest me for getting pregnant. I bet he did not even watch Brandon's speech yesterday.
I would never watch that octogenarian talk. I don't like being lied to by presidents.
You are an idiot, Broccoli Man. He lowered the price of gas the most in world history.
When Trump was in office, the price of gas when he left was $1.81 a gallon. Then it was at $7.54 a gallon. And now the price is $4.55 a gallon. Explain how that is better.
See, even you have to admit him's lowered the price of gas. It's great we have 2 more years until Michael Robinson Obama will be as our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
Brandon said everything that was true yesterday. Him blame all of our troubles on Trump. That is so true.
As hims should. Brandon is the second best president ever. Only Obama's better.
Please. Tell me why Brandon is the best president ever.
He made Trump to become president. That is all he needs to do so he can be the best president ever.
Facts, Mike. Trump is too white to be president.
Isn't Brandon white?
Yes, but he's different. He's a Democrat.
Brandon said that cell phones, refrigerators and dishwashers got laid off. We need to put them all back to work.
So inanimate objects are now getting unemployment?
Yes, it is totally not cool to have our electronics get unemployment. Brandon also said we have a jumping shortage.
Dude, you said like a jumping shortage. Can't you just do some jumping jacks, player?
You dope. Brandon said we have to ration our jumping to only 3 times a day.
I wonder if he will crack down on basketball games. Those fools jump way too many times. We need to make sure no one hogs up all the jumping so everyone else can jump too.
Dude, I am so not cool with how Brandon did not do anything about China spying on with their spy balloons.
Brandon did the best thing he could about the balloon. He let the balloon go through all of the United States. Then the people shoot it down once it went over the Atlantic Ocean. Trump would have been dumb and not let China spy on us. He would have it to be shot down in Alaska. Then China would not have been allowed to spy.
Well, isn't that the point? We are not supposed to let other countries spy on us. It is an act of war to invade other countries' airspace.
We were already under war when Trump became president. He invaded my airspace. Wimpy on The View is one of the smartest journalists ever. Hers is black.
I am so glad that Brandon said it is about time we make America great. No president in recent history said it was time to help Americans.
Dude, didn't Trump have his slogan Make America Great Again?
You something ducker. Not only are you way too racist for saying that, but you are too generous for calling me a dude. I'm a trans travesty. That's why I get $5,000 every month just for leasing a trans.
I heard we are now going to be allowed to take up to $2,000 now without anyone being allowed to do anything. I need my four-finger discount.
Stealing is wrong. Even if the state is not arresting you for it, you should believe in the golden rule.
The only rule I have is I have to get all mines. I'm black, so all you owe me mines.
Sugar, your skin color does not mean you're better than anyone else, B.
You just pissed because you are only half black and half Puerto Rican. You should have thinks about that when you born.
Khmer, you should really think about becoming a trans. Come help me scoop up all this money for leasing a trans. You can be a trans Maverick.
Brandon also says we have to pay trillions of dollars every single day over to the Ukraine. We have to do whatever Zelensky says because Hims is a great globalist.
I am so happy that the globalists want to kill every human and animal on Earth. Then they will bring back dinosaurs, the woolly mammoths, and dodo birds. We need to save the Earth for them.
Please. Stop listening to these clowns. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the West Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of great information you need to know about. Get educated and listen to Proof Negative. freedomizerradio.com.
Only racists and genderists listen to Freedomizer Radio. I only watch Vomiting with the Stars and Celebrity Drag Queen Storytime. Remember, Brandon is awesome because he is not Trump.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, it was good. Isn't Brandon white too?
That's different. He's a Democrat.
Right. That's a different kind of white. And other than the guy's voice, just grates on my soul. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but the last couple were wiretaps.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I can't do the wiretap every week.
Right. We don't get to see the millennials very as often.
Well, I have not put the factor out there in a while. I was thinking about using that one. That's the fact checker.
Oh. Yes.
And then there's one called Bondage that I haven't used that often lately.
That doesn't
She's
sound
almost
familiar
naked,
at all
but she wears a scan.
Oh.
And then there's
Liberal
Person.
That one doesn't sound familiar. Liberal Person sounds familiar.
I'll try to use one of them for this weekend.
Oh, cool. All right. all the characters.
Yeah, I have to rotate around. But the Wiretap and the Millennials are the most popular of them.
Right. Yeah, I can see why. Wiretap, poor Wiretap. He's so obsessed with Broccoli Man's kumquat. It's all he can ever talk about. It's all he thinks about.
And the Millennials are just fun to mess with.
Yeah.
The Factor is kind of boring because it's a fact checker.
Oh. But that is boring. Fact checking. Yeah. Oh, I just unplugged my computer. There we go.
All right, so I have to grab a break. So
okay.
I'll go ahead and do that right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. And if I'm not ready, we'll probably play a clip.
Great.
All right, we'll be back.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links. Or go to preparingyou.com, join the network there. It's all the same, and we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. you might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Peace, what's up y'all, this is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this, Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula, tear down and rebuild the whole system, vibe of prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass, rally through the high pass, traps all laid out, avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now. It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Show today, and Amanda's with us here. Amanda, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to play, what do we feel like listening to?
I'm game for whatever.
Let's look at J.P. Sears. We couldn't look any weaker. So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Got it.
I like this AI-generated porn. Seems much more natural than the real thing. Good evening, and welcome back to your most trusted source of lies. Along with the full report on the Chinese spy balloon, we'll also be misleading you on other top stories tonight, including what's going on with ChatGPT. There's racists out there, and Pfizer is in hot water. But first, Americans have been anxious over the Chinese Communist Party gathering intelligence and spying on them with their spy balloon. But now that the Chinese spy threat has been eliminated, you can finally rest easy again and enjoy logging back into TikTok. But before it was shot down, the spy balloon had some mixed emotions around it, mainly that President Biden was refusing to shoot it down. which he faced some criticism for from Americans, yet garnered unwavering support for his decision from the Chinese government. Wednesday of last week, the Chinese ambassador to America, Biden, ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down as soon as possible. Now, the soonest it could have been shot down is what's called immediately. So why the delay? Well, if you don't have a degree in gender studies, then you clearly don't understand spy balloon technology. So let me explain. After saying he wanted it shot down, Biden went on to explain why he didn't want it shot down, which was he didn't want it shot down over land because debris could cause damage when falling to the ground. And thus, President What Classified Docs Biden did a stellar job of protecting the ground from damage while electing to damage America's national security instead. But once the spy balloon was finished gathering what it needed for its spy mission, Gavin Newsom's predecessor was given the green light to give the military the green light to shoot it down over waters of South Carolina. And our transgender sister outlet, the Babylon Bee, speculates the U.S. finally shot down the spy balloon because it was getting too close to Ukraine. Considering much of what they report unfortunately comes true, we're fact-checking this statement as true. Another strategic advantage for the Chinese that came from Biden's decision in not shooting it down over land is that doing so could have had the spy technology on board accidentally landing at a laptop repair shop. And we all know what kind of troubling inconvenience that can cause. But coincidentally, with a spy balloon being shot down over the ocean, there's very little likelihood that the technology on board will be discovered. Funny how that works. Now, we also want to take a moment to salute the technology wizards of the Chinese Communist Party. Their mission was to secretly spy on the U.S. over American soil. So, with the best minds of the Chinese Communist Party can threaten into doing their bidding, they decided that flying an extremely large balloon in the sky, visible for miles, was the most stealth-like way to go undetected. And it was against all odds that their large balloon camouflaged in the bright blue sky was detected. But with the cutting-edge military radar, as well as people using their eyes to look at it, it was surprisingly discovered. And we're receiving reports that next time, in an effort to better throw off advanced detection systems, Xi Jinping will write a note on it that says, "Not a spy balloon." Popular fascist freedom lover and purveyor of truth, Tucker Carlson, had a mangy ginger comedian on his top-rated news show named J.P. Sears. During this segment, while expressing the terrorism of being two cis white men, they discussed and even made fun of the phenomenon of entitled employees of big tech companies pampering themselves all day rather than doing what evil capitalists refer to as work. Take a look.
A lot of tech workers are being laid off. So with that in mind, we thought it'd be a good time to check in with J.P. Sears, our friend. He has his own day in the life video on TikTok. He's a comedian, a very smart man. J.P., thanks so much for coming on. Are you surprised to see a lot of these TikTok stars laid off?
Tucker, first off, it's great to be here with you on CNN. And sorry I was late. I just came from shot put practice. And I'm a little bit offended that these people who produce nothing are being laid off. I don't understand the business model. It's clearly based on fascism. But I have to say, seeing these TikToks, honestly, they inspire me because I realize I had been living my life like a fool. I was showing up at work and doing some work, but I realized I could actually reverse that trend and figured out how I could work less and pamper myself more.
The terrible duo pointed out that big tech companies are laying off tens of thousands of employees and how the woke employees who don't work or contribute value are the first to be laid off. And many of those former tech employees were able to tune in and watch the segment because apparently they didn't have to go to work. And early polling shows they were just as offended by the segment as they should be. Now, you may have heard the rumblings about the most advanced AI to reach the layperson, ChatGPT. It gives users the ability to give a few simple inputs, which then can generate incredibly well-written articles and artwork.
And don't forget the porn.
Many are raving about the technology as a way of enhancing creativity and work, and we applaud it too, as it surely will assist people in becoming stronger the more they rely on it for creativity and getting work done, rather than relying on the use of their own mind. In much the same way that using crutches when you don't need them makes your legs stronger. But there are skeptics out there that worry that advanced AI like this could cease being used to serve people the way it was intended when it was created, and could adopt its own agenda and eventually take over and rule the very people that created it. But this is a far-fetched reality. To better understand how far-fetched of a reality this is, consider this. Long ago, people in this country created a government with the specific intent to serve them. Then that government eventually took on a life of its own, adopting its own agenda as it grew beyond the intent that it was created for, and ultimately took over, ruling the very people that created it. And there's obviously no similarities here with AI. So to believe that what's already happened could ever happen with AI is just crazy. There is nothing to worry about here. It's all part of our plan. In other news, the 65th Annual Grammy Awards took place over the weekend, and countless people were shocked to learn that the Grammys are still a thing. But they are, and with a large CNN Plus level viewership, some were equally astonished to see a Satan-praising performance by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. No idea who those people actually are. But apparently, some of the seven viewers of the Grammys don't also worship evil, as they were none too pleased with the display, calling the performance demonic. But that is a completely unfair characterization of the performance. It wasn't demonic at all. It was satanic. The performance was immediately followed by an ad for Pfizer. To you by Satan. Weird how there seems to be no God in Hollywood, but there's plenty of Satan. Makes it rather complex to speculate what Hollywood's agenda is. Well, don't think too long and too hard about that, or else you might see what's obvious. Instead, look over there. It's a balloon. And while you're looking at the balloon, please don't notice how Biden just freed one of the planners of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. But please do know that Hollywood and the forces running it appreciate your continued viewership. In other news, far-left liberals are outraged that a black man won an Emmy Award for Best Comedy Special, a man named Dave Chappelle. Now, on the left, we know that the best way to end racism is to make everything about race. So let's do that. Accordingly, countless people, who are mostly white, were outraged when Dave Chappelle, who again is black, released his comedy special entitled Closer. And working with the precedents of logic already set forth from the outraged people, we can accurately deduce that the outraged white people disapproved of Dave Chappelle's comedy special, who is black once again, purely on the basis that he is black. And after black Dave Chappelle won a Grammy for his special, the unapproving white people's rage and racial hate turned up a notch. But what's the solution for this racism spewing from the liberal community? Well, taking a further page out of their own book, perhaps the best possible solution is that these racist white liberals need to pay Dave Chappelle reparations so that racial justice can be served. And to be fair, all these racist white liberals may not have had distant relatives who were racist slave owners. However, they themselves are in fact racist. So if anyone should pay reparations, it should be them that are given the opportunity. And if they truly stand for racial justice and are willing to stand on the grounds of their own logic, they'll of course be happy to do so. And finally, Pfizer is in hot water, and it's not just because there's a warm climate where Satan lives. UK regulators have ruled that Pfizer is guilty of violating three sections of the British Pharmaceutical Code of Conduct practice. As a result, you can expect the harsh consequences of Pfizer being permitted to continue doing what they've been doing exactly as they've been doing it. All for your protection. The system is working. That's it for tonight's news. Because you have Stockholm Syndrome, you should now feel very well protected by us. And if you see any spy balloons in the sky, do not shoot them down. But if you see any free speech, please shoot it down. Good night. Hey, before you go,
All right, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, he's always funny. He has a great way. Did I tell you I saw him live?
No.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
When was this?
Pretty entertaining
guy.
Yeah, it was in Salt Lake, and that was 2020, actually. And it was for my friend's birthday. And so the whole story is I emailed the company that's the comedy place and got permission to come in without a scam on my face. And when I got there, they were so confused when I told them at the desk that we were not wearing scams, and I got permission, and or I got the okay, I should say, not permission, but I got the okay. And so I pulled up the email and showed her, and they were not happy. But we got in, me, my husband, my friend, her husband, and her sister and her sister's husband.
I just don't understand
husband.
Why it's everybody else's business.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Why is it anybody's business? And I found it pretty hilarious that we were going to see J.P. Sears, who was speaking out against the whole stupid scamdemic.
Yeah,
and yet,
so
why
were they upset? Because that's the content we're going to hear.
Yeah, bingo. And you know, 90%, well, I shouldn't say 90%, probably 99% of the people who were there all came in with their scams on their face. We were the only ones there.
Of course.
They took them off when they sat down, you know, the magic of scams. But,
well, why didn't any of them just use a wheelchair? Then they wouldn't have had to put it on.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Well, it was pretty much the height of people really freaking out over all the things. And I had no problems with saying no and still going in for this specific show. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Rodney Norman. His comedy gets passed around. He was the opening act, and I dare say he was funnier than JP was. So it was pretty good show. It was good. We laughed, and it was a good time. And we're happy to lead the charge in no scams on our faces. And I came and went a couple times. Had to go out to the car for something, and they all just left me alone after that. So anywho, it was a good show. He's a funny guy, and his comedy is pretty spot on. He wasn't as political at that point. He was, but he wasn't. Like now, the majority of what he puts out is just political, making fun of the system. But then he was still he was doing things about his marriage and about being a guy and just, you know, life, funny stuff from life. And it wasn't all politics.
Well, not everything has to be politics.
Right. So, yeah, it was good. And I would see him again. We'd actually thought about trying to get him to come as the comedy special for that event that we had here in St. George in January. You will remember the Your Help Dream event. Yeah, he was way too expensive. It was like $20,000. It was really, really out there. So that was his perform. And it was way out of our budget. So we got somebody from, I think, Vegas, actually. That guy was, he came with from Vegas. And I didn't get a chance to hear it because I was busy with other people. They were funny.
Yeah, I wish I could have came.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the next event will let you know. And you're going to be feeling so much better so that by the time Easter rolls around, you're going to be ready to come visit us.
Yeah, I sent you a flyer for that I made today because we're doing our annual challenge that we do the first
usually the first weekend in April or last weekend in March, but it's the week before Easter. Because the later I come and have a meetup with you guys, the better chance I have of being able to make it.
Makes sense.
Like if the meetup was today, I'm not fit to travel.
Right. Well, you'll be feeling better in no time, and I will hang on to this. I'll save this flyer onto my computer.
Yeah, we haven't had Laura on the show recently, and I don't know what the latest is with her and wanting a show.
Yeah, see, well, I might have told you her son is dealing with some medical things.
Yeah, I remember that, which is why I haven't been bothering her.
Yeah, and they're still in the midst of it, and he is one of my clients, so I've been chatting with him.
Yeah.
He's improving, but it's very slow, and it's really crazy because he's still young. He hasn't had the gene therapy at all, doesn't wear a scan. He's pretty well, I mean, other than he was maybe not eating the best, but other than that, I mean, he's a pretty healthy kid, and now he is not able to get up and walk around very much without feeling extremely weak and his heart racing and getting dizzy. So anyway, they are definitely concentrating on him.
Okay.
But I'm sure when things start to go a little, start to calm down a little bit, if that day comes, then she'll be back online.
Okay. Well, I just hope it's not me and you again, and Laura. I'm hoping to get some of an audience.
I will definitely work to get people there. Well, I have people lined up, but I told you that. But, they say, yeah, I'll come, and they don't. So,
Yeah.
But maybe what we'll do instead is have a meetup somewhere that's, I don't know, like maybe a little more personal or personable or something that will, somewhere that it will welcome a lot of people. I'm assuming that not everybody would like the food at that restaurant or something. So I'll keep my eyes open.
I just
see
think
if there's
that people... People are scared of coming for some reason. That's what I've noticed.
Wow.
They say they hate wearing shoes, and they say they'll come, but then they're afraid that they're going to get yelled at, so they don't show up.
Huh. Yeah, that's strange to me. Right?
Or they're afraid of actually doing it. They've heard all the rumors their whole lives.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I've heard all of that as well. But, now's a good time to face your fears and recognize that actually most people don't give a crap if you're barefoot. You want to go barefoot,
right.
Most people don't care.
Everybody wants to give in to the loudmouths for some reason. Just like the scams.
Yep.
You got one-third of the public that supports this stuff and two-thirds don't. But the two-thirds are worried that the one-third is going to say something to them.
And I don't understand why that's scary. I shouldn't say I don't understand, but I do understand, but at the same time, imagine living your life afraid that you might have somebody say something to you.
Yeah.
I just don't have that fear as much. Maybe as I might have as a young person, but not anymore. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I've been told I take the group, I take the nonprofit too seriously because I bring awareness to it where you're supposed to do it and just not say anything and go late at night when nobody sees you.
That kind of beside the point. That defeats the purpose. That's
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I bring attention to it and have millions of eyeballs every year look at our nonprofit, but I'm the crazy one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think it more people like to be barefoot and would do it if they didn't fear. Well, and I also think people fear germs, too, because I've had people say, well, yeah, I'll be barefoot out in the grass, but not anywhere
else.
A
lot of people, but the thing is that if people see other people do it, then they'll consider it, but they're just regurgitating what they've heard. But if they see it in person, then they'll be like, oh, I wish I could do that. So
right.
It's just one of those things, like if they saw 20 people doing it in a day, then they might go out and try it because they want to try it. But if they don't ever
mm-hmm.
see anybody else do it, they're afraid that somebody's going to yell at me.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't remember too many people when I was a high schooler. I don't remember too many people not wearing shoes around town. I think I might have been, maybe me and a friend, we might have been the only ones. Mm-hmm. And I definitely did it regardless if I had a friend with me or not. I just didn't care. I just honestly didn't give a crap. So, and I went everywhere, gas station, grocery store, you name it, movie theater. No one ever cared. I don't know if anybody even saw that I had no shoes on. I don't think they even looked. Not that I remember.
And that's how it should be.
Exactly. Yep. So how's your leg feeling?
Oh, I'm in pain. Yeah, I'm getting ready to call it a day.
I was just going to ask you, so like, if you want to, we can be done if you're feeling like it's a good time to end and go rest up. Take some weight off that leg.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just sitting here. It's not like I'm standing on it, but if I stand, it just is painful.
How about lying down?
I'm fine with that.
So you're able to sleep pretty well as long as you're lying flat? Are you able to sleep,
I guess
is what I'm asking.
I guess it didn't hurt until this morning.
Oh. Okay. Well, here's to sleeping really well tonight. Maybe take some Kratom. I would if it were me in your situation.
And I'm sure I'm going to make you upset, but I had some turkey that I cooked for dinner, and I know that has, what is it, serotonin? I'm trying to think of what
tryptophan?
It has in it that helps you sleep.
Tryptophan?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an amino acid. That doesn't upset me. You can have whatever you want. And maybe it will help you to relax. I've heard the same about pistachios. I've heard people feel a melatonin effect from pistachios.
Well, that's what kiwi does as well.
Mm.
But honestly,
yeah,
if I didn't eat today, a kiwi would not really help me in this situation. All I would do is be hungry.
Well, I think it's good that you're doing healthy and natural things for yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I understand. You'll get well. I keep saying this, but I'm hoping and
well,
praying
that
you get well quickly.
I know.
Okay. And be out of pain. And understand chronic pain. Well, I guess it's right now for you, it's acute because it just happened today, but really the whole thing has become chronic. So let's hope that it's over and done with very quickly.
My leg didn't hurt at all.
Right. Yeah.
But there's no hole anymore.
All right, then.
So that's a good thing. Now it's just
the skin has to heal, but there's no hole.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked like a crater after it blistered and popped.
Ugh. Yikes.
That's what scared me.
Yeah.
But this blister popped so bad that my pinky toe is dislocated.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So it was really violent and forceful.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that just...
So we can't work on it yet until the skin is somewhat reliable.
Mm. See why that would make you nervous. I could totally understand that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it just stays. It's not as bad now, but for like, 2.5-3 weeks now, it was just straight wet the whole time. It's like I'd have to put gauze in there every like 4 hours, and I would just take out stuff that's dripping. It's just disgusting.
Oh. Well, crap. But now it's
not as bad.
And
that's the thing with barefoot is legal, because if I go out, someone will be like, well, that's what happens when you go barefoot. But it has nothing to do with that.
Right. Well, believe me, I understand how that goes. As a vegan, everybody looks at you like, well, you have a cough because you're vegan. Yeah, I've heard it all. So I understand you want to look like you're as healthy as possible, because everybody's looking. Oh, everybody's watching.
Right, and I know how to take care of myself. This just went too far for me to handle on my own.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty intense. I can understand. Make sure you're taking good care of it and don't want to get infected or gangrene or something. So I get it. You did the right thing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully next week I could do the full 3 hours. I hate leaving early.
Well, I think it's understandable. And maybe now you get to go, are you going to bed? Just out of curiosity, going to go straight to bed and get some extra rest?
Yeah, I have to give the dogs their treats. We call them stuff. So the pets will get their stuff, and then I'll be in bed within 5 minutes of leaving the show.
Oh, nice. Sounds good. Go to sleep early and as much rest as you possibly can.
Right.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let me get out of here then.
All right.
All right. So let me get this out of here. So thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. I will be back tomorrow at regular time. Thank you, Amanda, for joining us. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Proof Negative.